AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Flint, Michigan's mayor is traveling to Washington today to try to change minds there about a disaster declaration because of the water crisis in Flint. A couple of years ago, the city switched to its water supply to save money, but lead started leaching from old pipes, and elevated lead levels have now been seen in children. A disaster declaration would provide money and resources to battle the problem, but Flint's been turned down because the law defines disasters as natural events like floods and fires. Twitter's been having troubles. Our Mike Hempen is one of the many Twitter users who were frustrated this morning before Twitter announced its problems.
I tried twice before the 441 announcement to log into my account. Each time I was denied, I received a notice saying I could not get on because of technical issues. Finally, at about 5:45 Eastern time, I tried a third time to log into my Twitter account. That time, I was able to do so.
It's been so cold in Minnesota that traffic lights went dark in Montevideo after a transformer blew. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Temperatures are pretty much all below zero. Temperatures range as low as 17 to 16 below zero. International Falls, 5 below zero at Minneapolis.
Okay, but that's Minnesota you're thinking, right? That bitter cold, though, is moving through the Midwest and into the Northeast, and by the end of the week, there could be a serious snowstorm in the Northeast. The world's second biggest economy, China, is reporting 6.9% growth for the year 2015, enough to rally Asian and European stocks. Dow futures are up. A grim report from the UN, which says almost 19,000 civilians have been killed in Iraq in the past 2 years or so. It also says the Islamic State group has been kidnapping hundreds of children for military training. This is AP Radio News. We've learned that doctors are still prescribing antibiotics for infections caused by viruses that those drugs cannot kill. AP correspondent Ross Simpson has this.
Doctors are now getting tips on how to avoid unnecessary antibiotics for common complaints and how to withstand the patient who is demanding one. Sure, bronchitis sounds scary, so describe it as a chest cold. And no, color changes in mucus doesn't mean it's time for an antibiotic. Rather than sending patients off with little advice about what to do while their bodies fight off a virus, doctors are now instead prescribing some over-the-counter or home